The Loma Linda Bakery. Dear Brother Burden, the Lord has instructed me that it would be a mistake for us to plan for the production of large quantities of health foods at Loma Linda, to be distributed through commercial channels. Loma Linda is a place that has been especially ordained of God to make a good impression upon the minds of many who have not had the light of present truth. Every phase of the work in this place, every movement made, should be so fully in harmony with the sacred character of present truth as to create a deep spiritual impression. Everything connected with the institution at Loma Linda should, so far as possible, be unmingled with commercialism. Nothing should be allowed to come in that would in any wise lessen the favorable impression you are striving to make. If we manifest a genuine faith in eternal realities, this will have a far-reaching effect on the minds of others. We must allow nothing to hinder our efforts for the saving of souls. God requires us to leave impressions that will help awaken unbelievers to a realization of their duty. Let us use voice and pen in helping those who need clear discernment. Many are now inquiring, "What shall I do to inherit eternal life?" We cannot answer this question satisfactorily by connecting with our sanitariums the production of health foods for commercial gain. By our example, we are to leave upon the minds of our patients the impression that we are sustained and guided by the grace of God, and that we are keeping constantly in view the glory of the Lord. It is not rank, nor wealth, nor learning, nor power, that lends influence to a Christian, but a willing mind, and a heart consecrated to the cause of Christ. In the service of God there is a place for everyone, and he is glorified when everyone is satisfied in filling the place appointed him. To his servants he imparts grace sufficient for every duty. However humble may be their sphere of service, they may by his grace reveal that they are Christian gentlemen and Christian ladies. In the visions of the night, these principles were presented to me in connection with the proposal for the establishment of a bakery. Note, at the time this letter was written, plans were being laid for the establishment of the health food factory within a few rods of the main sanitarium building, at Loma Linda. I was shown a large building where many foods were made. There were also some smaller buildings near the bakery. As I stood by, I heard loud voices in dispute over the work that was being done. There was a lack of harmony among the workers, and confusion had come in. Then I saw Brother Burden approach. His countenance bore a look of anxiety and distress as he endeavored to reason with the workmen, and bring them into harmony. The scene was repeated, and Brother Burden was often drawn away from his legitimate work as manager of the sanitarium, to settle variances. He was carrying too heavy a load, and he looked careworn and perplexed. I then saw patients standing on the beautiful sanitarium grounds. They had heard the disputes between the workmen. The patients did not see me, but I could see them and hear them, and their remarks were brought to my ears. They were expressing words of regret that a food factory should be established on these beautiful grounds, in such close proximity to an institution for the care of the sick. Some were disgusted, and a most unfavorable impression was being made. How sorry I felt. All these buildings had cost money that should have been used in fitting up bathrooms, which would involve considerable expense. Then one appeared on the scene, and said, "All this has been caused to pass before you as an object lesson, that you might see the result of carrying out certain plans. Sanitariums must help those who come to them by calling attention to the gospel truth. Commercialism must not take the place of the vital work to be done. This beautiful place came to us in the providence of God, and it should be kept as a restful, desirable, healthful retreat, to which we may call the sick, where they shall be greatly blessed physically, and where they can hear the evidences of present truth and the reasons for our faith." And then, lo, the whole scene changed. The bakery building was not where we had planned it, but at a distance from the sanitarium buildings, on the road toward the railway. It was a humble building, and a small work was carried on there. The commercial idea was lost sight of, and, in its stead, a strong spiritual influence pervaded the place. A suitable helper was given Brother Hansen at such times as he required help. The management of this small bakery did not bring a heavy responsibility upon Brother and Sister Burden. The patients were favorably impressed by what they saw. Loma Linda is to be not only a sanitarium, but an educational center. With the possession of this place comes the weighty responsibility of making the work of the institution educational in character. The school that is to be established at Loma Linda is to stand in the freedom of the truth. We shall have a work to do at Loma Linda in supplying health foods, in a limited way, to the surrounding cities, but it has been presented to me that in the establishment of a large food factory, you would be disappointed in your expectations. The influences connected with its management would not make a favorable impression upon the people. The Lord is able to make the proper impression upon human minds when we cooperate with Him and follow the plans that He outlines. The light given me is that in a food business large enough to supply Southern California, it would be difficult to avoid commercialism, and if the perplexing details were not attended to most carefully, there would be more expense than income. You can ill afford to spend the time that would be required to make the business a success. The Lord calls upon us to ascend a higher platform. Our example must exert a decided influence in favor of the doctrines we profess. Let us cling close to the teaching of the Word. Let us make the Word our counselor. The truths of the Word, carried out in our daily lives, will keep the soul pure and refined, noble and elevated. Walking in the light of the truth, self will be hid in constant love and fear of God. Before the world, the truth is to become majestic, for it reveals God in word, in spirit, in character. The words were spoken by my instructor, the influence to be constantly going out, is that which is created by the light shining forth with clear, convincing power from every soul who claims to believe the truth. The Lord would have you exalt the truth in language, in faith, in practice. Those who are connected with you are in no wise to be permitted to become deficient in tenderness, in mercy, in refinement of speech. The heart is ever to be obedient unto God. Cling to your heavenly helper. Many are now perishing for want of knowledge. Shall we not give mind and soul and voice to proclaiming the truth as it is in Christ Jesus? To every worker I would say, show to unbelievers that there is strength in God. Communicate your ideas in regard to what is required, by the words of warning, prepare to meet thy God. Sow the seeds of truth by all waters. Wake up the watchmen, and, with them, bear the message in words of power. Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sins. The increase of your own experience will be proportionate to your individual trust and confidence in God. There are many, many to be converted through the instrumentality of men who will be taken from the plow and from the common vocations of life to engage in the great, grand work of giving soul-saving truth to the people. There are all classes to be reached. Those who have been called to labor in hygienic restaurants where thousands are fed but are not given the bread of life, should inquire, what is the way of the Lord? There are some who are laboring in hygienic restaurants who should be breaking away and be giving themselves to the grand work of carrying the last gospel message to multitudes. They must make sure that the truth for this time is implanted within their own hearts by the Holy Spirit of God. Then with minds cleansed from all sin, they will be able to feed the flock of God with pure provender, thoroughly winnowed from all fanciful and fatal delusions. There is a large work to be done. Sanitariums are to be carried on in many lands. When facilities are added to sanitariums that have been set in operation, let the additions be most thoroughly and firmly constructed, but there should be no large expenditure of means to secure every advantage at the beginning. The Lord calls upon us to do a work in many places. We shall have sanitariums that can be carried on without involving our cause heavily in debt. A word to the wise is sufficient. Let none think they must invest in the most costly conveniences. There is a more humble way of working successfully. Provide first the simpler appliances necessary for giving treatments. We need not now go to the expense of providing swimming pools and other costly facilities. Written May 6, 1906.